It's Monday, October 12th, 2009. Welcome. Hope you're having a great day today. We got a lot of fun, exciting things to do tonight on the show. Today's a really successful day when you think about it. Ten of clubs and king of spades. Wow, what a combination. It's not surprising that Hugh Jackman was born today. Chris Bodie, I guess you pronounce that. Let's see, Kirk Cameron. Skier Bodie Miller. We have singer Bob Schneider. R&B singer Claude McKnight. We have a whole list of people born today. But, you know, Dick Gregory, he's an amazing guy, you know, and if you're a ten of clubs, you are so smart. You know, you can't help it. You're just really intelligent. And Dick Gregory, I saw him live in New York many years ago, and he really opened up my eyes to a lot of what was going on. And his theme that night was, open up your eyes. Look at what's going on around you. Read the news, how to read the news, being, you know, really see what's happening in the world. I'll never forget that, and I feel eternally grateful to him for that little talk he gave that night at a Whole Life Expo in New York City. So happy birthday. By the way, he's 77 today. Happy birthday. Hope you're having a great day. I want to talk about a celebrity that impressed me today. I was reading about her. Let me see here. Let me just get set up for this real quick. Give me one second. Her birthday is July the 30th, 1974. So she is a Leo, and she's a Jack of Hearts. She shares a birthday with people like Delta Burke, Peter Bogdanovich, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lisa Kudrow, Casey Stengel, Henry Ford, and Lawrence Fishburne, and Kate Bush and Dean Cain. All these people, Leo Jack of Hearts. So this young lady was born into pretty much poverty. She grew up in a trailer park. She quit high school, dropped out. But her mother would always say to her, they weren't allowed to use the word can't in their house. They weren't allowed to use the word can't. It was considered a bad word. Her mother would say, you can. You just have to set your mind to it. And, you know, she said her mother gave her the idea that she could accomplish anything. So she would always look at ways to do more what she wanted. And her real theme in life is you can have it all and follow your dreams. That's exactly what she did. And she came from nothing. And at the age of 31, she won her second Best Actress Academy Award at age 31. And she may win another one soon because she has a new movie coming out where she's playing Amelia Earhart. And I'm talking about Hilary Swank. Hilary Swank. Very amazing woman and, you know, doesn't consider herself to be really a celebrity, just a real person who works as an actress. I love reading stories like that. So that leads me into my little talk tonight. And, you know, you think about it, she was born in this rural area. She was raised in, you know, in Washington State and out and not in a trailer park and dropped out of school and still managed to follow her dreams and achieve what she wanted in her life. So the question I have for you tonight is, what is it in your life now that makes you happy, that really brings you joy? And for some of us, it's a hard question because if you have been doing things that you don't like for a really long time, like doing things that you think you should for a really long time, you could actually get to the place where you lose complete touch with what you love. You could be completely out of touch with that which you really love. You know? And you know, nobody really, what you love in life is not something that you learn, though you can come to love things by practicing them. That's true. But I mean, in my own particular case, the things that I really loved in my, I've loved in my life just kind of were there. And when they occurred, when they showed up in my life, I realized I really was just really drawn to them. And I think everybody feels that way about something. But our circumstances often don't support us going after or moving forward towards the things that we really love in life. You know, we think we have to, we feel encumbered by circumstances. And a lot of people never give it even a chance. They never even give life, I would say, the opportunity to reward them with everything that they might really, really love. And this, and having success while doing it, being very successful. So it really does work. And if there's really a job in our life that's really important, it's finding out, it's uncovering that which we really love. Actually, it's already there. We already have it within us, but sometimes we're disconnected from it so much that we just don't know what it is. You know, I remember stories about Rajneesh. Rajneesh is a famous guru. He's not alive anymore, but he was unusual because, you know, he didn't have any no-nos, no shoulds when it came to spirituality. He didn't have doctrines that were restrictive. I mean, his followers were known to have a lot of open sexual relations, and he just said, go and do whatever you think. But there's an interesting story about him when he was young. He was in a college dorm, and one day he was going to college, and one day he just said, you know, I just don't feel like getting up. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to do anything. And he just sat there and laid there in his bed. And he laid there for weeks. Now, I don't know the exact time, but it was a long time because his room became completely cluttered and full of garbage and stuff as a result of him just like not doing anything. And he just sat there. And he just allowed himself to have that experience. And then one day, all of a sudden, it was over. One day he just sat up and said, oh, that's done. And he was done with that and he moved on. And what was cool about that, I thought was so amazing, is that he allowed himself to completely do whatever it is he loved or wanted to or felt compelled to do without allowing anyone's, you know, shoulds or ideas to stop him. And if you look at really successful people in life, there are people that never heard the word no from other people. They never heard that they couldn't do it. No one ever told them, or if they told them, they weren't listening. They weren't listening to anybody who said, hey, you can't do that. So this is what these sorts of successful people have in common. So if there's any kind of really job in our life, if there's anything that really, any work that we really need to do in life, it has to be to find out, to discover within ourselves that which we care about enough to want to do. I mean, now, if you're under dire financial conditions and you're just struggling to survive, that's another story. And there are people, lots of people in that situation. Their life is just a struggle to survive, and it's one problem after another. Well, everybody's life is one problem after another, but for some people, the problems are much more dire. You may not, if you're in that situation, you may not have the freedom to explore what I'm talking about here. But most of us do. Most of us, especially in this country, we have so much wealth in this country. We do have the freedom to really explore, to see that which we really want. And we might make an incredible discovery. You know, I mean, when you read all these spiritual books, you really get the story that how everything we're looking for is right here. We just don't see it. That's kind of like the theme that just keeps reoccurring in all spiritual teachings. It's here right now. We're just not seeing it. You know, that's basically the story. So when will you, or me for that matter, when will we stop and really allow ourselves to go forward and towards the things in our life that really bring us joy? And there's no should here anywhere. There is no restriction on this. I mean, I was so shocked. I remember when I found out that there are people that travel once a year to attend a barbed wire convention. People that love barbed wire so much that they have a convention once a year. That amazed me. Because I could never imagine. And I've had a love affair with computers for almost 30 years now. I didn't know. I couldn't explain it. I just knew that I did. As soon as I saw my first home computer, I fell in love. And I couldn't wait to get my hands on one and just play with it. And that's what I've done for almost 30 years. Well, not really that long. But it's been a while. Maybe 20 years. Okay? So, I hope this has been a little bit enlightening for you to just stop and take a look and ask yourself, am I doing that which I love? Am I spending time enjoying? Are there things to be appreciated in my life every single day? Or am I trying to achieve something in order to get something else? Is all the time spent now just a struggle to get somewhere else? That's the question. See? Okay? Now, we do have our contest again tonight. I'm going to tell you the contest question in a minute, and then we're going to take a break and come back and take your calls. Okay? So, the contest questions have just been a little bit too easy. But let me review, for those of you who might be new tonight, the rules of the contest. I have a question. It's about the card system that we use on our show here. And the first person who calls in as a caller and gets the question right wins. If nobody who calls in gets the answer, then the first person who emails me with the answer wins the contest. And the prize is a free report, either a relationship or a yearly report emailed to you. By the way, I should announce to everybody that the prices on my website went up today. You'll notice that email reports now cost the same as a printed report, and a few other items have gone up in price. So be aware of that when you're on the webpage. You'll see them when you get there. Okay? So here is the question. In the Bible, there are the four kings, there are the four Gospels, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And these are synonymous with the four kings in the Bible. We have Matthew, the businessman, the king of diamonds. We have Mark, the evangelist, who was the king of clubs. He was the writer and recorder. We have Luke, the physician, the king of spades. And we have John, the beloved, the king of hearts. So my question to you is, who in the Bible is represented by the four queens? Okay? Who in the Bible are the four queens? And you have to get all four of them in order to win the prize. So I'm hoping this is a little bit more of a challenging question, because everybody on my show is really keeping up. You guys are amazing. You amaze me. I swear, I'm really starting to get it that people do really watch these videos I make and really are learning this system. And I'm telling you, most of you guys listening tonight should be doing readings, because I know you're good at this. You just don't know how good you are. Okay, so you have the question, who are the four queens in the Bible? Okay, we're going to take our first break right now. We're going to listen to a music off my CD, Bhakti Rock. And we'll be listening to the song Journey. And when we come back, we'll be taking your questions and finding out if anybody wins the contest. Be right back after Journey from Bhakti Rock. Ooh, Yep, we're back. And now it's time to take your calls. Okay, our first person up is, let's see here, Nathaniel from California.
Hi.
How you doing, Nathaniel?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. And you're May 1st, 1957. Is that true?
Yeah, I sure am.
Well, good. What's on your mind? Do you have the answer to our contest question tonight?
No, but I thought the question was a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I'll be interested to see what the answer is, I'm sure.
Well, great. So what can I do for you this evening on the show?
You know, I've kind of heard about your system, but I'm not too familiar. I'm familiar with some other systems, but I'm really interested in your system. Am I a certain card? Actually, am I the Ace of Diamonds?
No, you are actually the Five of Spades.
Oh, my.
Which makes you a restless soul.
What? I saw another book about this, and I thought the earth signs were all like diamonds, and then the water signs were hearts.
Yeah, that book is a different system altogether than this one.
I was the ace of diamonds in that one. So
yeah. No, you're not an ace of diamonds. You're a five of spades with a nine of clubs, so you're a wanderer.
I've been in one place forever, but I've been in the same house for years, but you know, I've sure wandered around in my mind. I, you know some metaphysics stuff.
Yeah, well, usually Five of Spades will do a lot of traveling, but not always. Sometimes they have they have a reason to go back and forth from different places frequently, but it varies, you know, it varies.
I have in my system September 24th. That's actually the day of the Wanderer.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, but I have no knowledge of what you're talking about. And so I'm here if you have any questions, I'm here to talk to you about those. Do you have any?
Do you see anything coming in this year for me or the next year?
Are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for happiness, money, and...
Well, what kind of happiness is... What is happiness to you?
Maybe something more career things. Seem to wander around in the career business. I don't know. I'm looking for kind of income. I don't know if it's going to be in real estate or... as well as spiritual satisfaction and contentment.
Well, this system shows up. You had this year, actually, the year you're in right now, you had opportunities and you still have opportunities for success this year. Huh? If you're clear about what you want, it all starts with you. If you don't have a goal in mind, what can we do for you? You see?
Saying that in their reading that hey, it's like that Queen song, Anyway the Wind Blows.
Well, that sounds like a Five of Spades, but see, fives dislike being constrained by anything. They don't like to have their freedom taken away. See, and sometimes what that means is that they will avoid. A situation like a job or something that could lead to something that could build into something because it's taking away their freedom. Does that make sense?
This has been real insightful. Now this is clicking for me.
Yeah. So it's like a person who's digging a well in their front yard and they get like halfway down and they go, man, I'm really bored with this hole. I think I want to go dig one over there instead.
I did that in my backyard because I was going to plant some trees and I got a big backyard and
yeah.
I'm really remodeling the house too many to the landscaping this year. I may end up, selling it to them. It's not very temporary. I'll be able to get them this year.
Well, for some reason, Nathaniel, your phone is breaking up really bad. I'm not sure why. But I will say to you that you might try to find something that allows you that freedom, Fives are really good at sales, and promotion. It's a natural gift that all fives have. So sometimes you can align yourself with a sales kind of a job where you have the freedom to travel. You follow me?
Yes, yes.
I mean, that might be the when it comes to looking for your career, we have to sort of first understand who we are and then find the one that matches us best, see? And not have it be a struggle, but have it be easy. So you might want to try that out, something that would allow you to travel. You know, I'm sorry, but I can't even hear what you're saying. It's breaking up.
Would that be like a rock star, you know, on a world tour?
Are you a musician?
Yes, an old book.
I'm sorry, you are a musician?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, sure, that could fit the bill. Sure.
Hmm.
Why not?
Well,
but you have to have something that you can stay with long enough to see it become a success. Otherwise, it won't matter what you do.
Right,
you'll always stop doing it before you get to the end of the road. Okay? So I'm going to let you go because it's very difficult to hear you. But call back again, maybe on a landline, and we can have a better conversation, okay?
Hey, thanks again.
All right, take care. Okay, let's see, who's up next? We have a young lady named Aisha from Washington, D.C., birthday May 4th, 1967. Are you there, Aisha?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm great. I was just watching a movie with Aisha, the actress. Do you know who that is?
Which one is that? Aisha Tyler?
No, the one who's dead now, who played in Queen of the Damned.
Oh, you know? Okay. I don't think I'm familiar with her.
What's interesting about her is that she was a Six of Clubs like you. You're a Six of Clubs ruling card. And she had the same name.
Yes, I am.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah.
That is interesting. That is interesting. Wow.
So we're experiencing a coincidence right here.
Well, there's no such thing as coincidences, so.
Uh-oh, now I'm really scared.
That's divine providence.
I guess so. So what's on your mind this evening? Do you have the answer to our question?
Oh, no. I was thinking Mary Magdalene. Mary, the mother, was probably Hart, and then Mary Magdalene, and then, I don't know, Esther, and maybe Naomi. I have no idea. So I'm just throwing those out, and I don't have the
Okay, that's okay. I didn't expect the first caller to get this, like last week.
Right. But, you know. I love the Bible. I read it a lot, and I love the women in stories, but you got me on that one.
You might have to stick around a little longer to find out what the answer is.
I am. I'll stick around to the very end. Well, the question that I have is around, the Six of Clubs I'm comfortable with. What has really kicked my behind over the last, most of my working life is the Six of Spades karma card. Which is around work, but I think because I've always had different jobs and have been attracted to places where things either after I've been there for 2 years, it either goes out of business, yada, 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 something shifts, something changes, and I have to move on. And it hasn't been easy because I'm a Taurus and I value stability. And I actually thought something was wrong with me until I got introduced to this card system, and it kind of explained the karma around work and the fact that, you know, I have an energy more of a consultant. Is that true? Because I'm a two?
Well, you could be talented and successful in lots of different fields. Two of Spades is like one of the smartest cards in the whole deck. High intelligence, which can be applied in all kinds of ways, you know.
Right.
There's no restriction. I mean, it would probably be something in the information field, you know.
Yes. Definitely.
Communications, education, or information.
Yes, definitely. So what my question is that I've currently written a book that I would like to publish within the year, and I would also putting together a proposal for a nonprofit foundation that I would also like to start, and I was told that this year is Seven of Diamonds for me. Is this a good time to do that, or should I wait for another time?
No. You should be doing this right now, actually. See,
Okay.
Because of the Six of Clubs, and because you're a conscious person.
Right.
Because you could be the same birthday and not be a spiritually aware person, but you are, okay?
Yes.
And that's a two-edged sword. The bad side of it is that you have to have work that has meaning to it.
Absolutely.
It has to be something that has a higher purpose behind it.
Absolutely.
Well, your birth card is displacing your own Six of Clubs this year. So this is the year you have to pay attention to and follow the inner voice inside.
Okay. Okay.
So, you got great cards for getting published right now. I mean, you should be going for it right now.
Okay, great. Great.
Don't even wait a week to get going on this.
Okay.
I mean, this could be one of the best years of your life. You have to jump into this as quickly as you can. Sounds like you already are, so, you know.
Yeah. I'm working to get everything lined up, but you know, I listened to your show last week and it was all about timing, and I was just concerned. You know, I was told that I have really good cards this year, and this is a year that a lot could happen for me, but I just wanted to, you know, just know about, you know, putting things in, you know, sometimes it's time to build and put things in place, and then there's a right time to launch. So you're telling me launch now.
Yeah, launch now while you're in Jupiter and you have a Queen of Clubs and a King of Clubs and you have a King of Spades coming up with Saturn. You got to take advantage of the iron while it's hot. It won't be hotter than this for a long time. I guarantee it.
Okay, great. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Great having you on the show, Aisha. Have a great night.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take one more call before we take a break. We have Evan from New Jersey. Born October 7th, 1960. Are you there, Evan?
Yes, I am. It's Yvonne.
Oh, Yvonne, I'm sorry. It was written Evan, so I just assumed that's what it was. I apologize.
Okay. I don't have the answers for your question, but I'm working on it. But my question is, right now I'm unemployed. And I was dealing with a temp agency, and it seemed like every time I get a temp job, they say it's going to come permanent, but then due to budget cut, they let me go. So what I did was I started selling Avon, and I like it. I've been doing good, but I want to know, is it the right move for me?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it could be the right move for right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I look in your cards, I see you being in a transitionary period, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just began a whole new 7-year period of life, by the way.
Okay.
On this birthday, which is just a few days ago, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
So you're starting out a whole new thing, but it looks to me, you have a 9 of spades long range this year, it looks to me like there's a lot of garbage that's got to be taken out before the good stuff can start happening.
Okay.
And I don't know what that garbage consists of exactly, but it could be lots of things. You know, it could be relationships or, you know, I don't know. And maybe even the work you're doing is not really it, but I think it's perfectly fine to take what's being offered to you right now and utilize it, you know?
Okay. Well,
utilize
what about schooling? Because that was kind of up in the air, but I don't know what to go back to school for. I mean...
You know, you're an 8 of clubs ruling card, so clubs always think they need more education. But what for?
Right.
Did you hear the beginning of the show? Hillary Swank never even finished high school.
Really?
And she won 2 Oscars before she was 35.
Wow.
Best actress twice by the age of 31. Okay?
Wow.
So don't let school be this, you know, I think clubs run away to school because they like it and it's safe. They feel safe there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
But you're a 2 of diamonds and you should make money with friends. So in that sense, Avon is a good thing for you. You know, it has you making money with friends and people you know. All right?
Yes, I am making money, but I'm doing good with sales. But since I've been unemployed, I want to reach until I can find something like the president's level. And it seemed like when I begin to ask people, you know, would they like to purchase, it's no and no. I mean, I do have about 5 good customers. I mean, well, that usually.
You just grow it, you know, you just grow it. But don't have a lot of expectations. I really think that with a nine of spades long range, a lot of people experience disappointment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same two cards. It's funny, you have the same two cards I had last 2 years. I had the nine of spades long range 1 year, and the following year I had a seven of spades long range. That's what you have, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the nine of spades means letting go. And the seven of spades means that you have faith and follow your dream. Okay? So that's what's coming for you. That's what's really happening in a deep way.
Okay.
Whatever you do in the meantime, it's not that important or significant. Okay? Do the Avon because it's providing you with money that you need. Right?
Right.
And you've got a Jack of Diamonds in Jupiter this year, so you'll make the most money in your selling this year than you will anything else.
Okay.
So
keep. And then you said the nine of clubs is just letting go. Nine of spades.
Yeah, that's the biggest letting go card there is.
Okay, and that can be anything.
Well, yeah. You'll know what it is when the time comes. I don't know, but I definitely suggest you keep with your Avon stuff. It's going to be successful. It's going to be the thing that you can fall back on all year long. Stay with it.
Stay with it. Okay, and you're not saying that if I don't let go, that I won't come into the fullness of what I'm supposed to come into.
I don't even know if you have any other ideas about what you really want to do, you know.
Well,
you don't have a substitute right now for the Avon that I can hear.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't. I just, you know, what had happened, I was supposed to have been working this week, but then again, due to the budget, and they couldn't bring me on. So, and I've been going back and forth with this place. I've been there about 5 times already. And each time, they had a position for me.
Yvonne, I hope you've listened to what I've told you. It's all very meaningful. And I gave you the best advice that I have to give you. I hope you heard it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay, good. Then I'm going to let you go so I can take a break and have more callers. All right?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening. Okay, we're going to take a short break here. We're going to listen to Rama Rama from my CD Bhakti Rock. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Ariane, Natasha, and Hannah. Be right back after Rama Rama. Thank you. That was Rama Rama from my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to get right back into our calls. We have a lot of calls. Next up is, let's see, Ariane. I think I'm saying that right, from San Francisco. Born December 6, 1975. Are you there, Ariane?
Yes, I'm here, Robert. How are you?
Are you the person I put on Facebook today?
Yes, that's great. You remember. I was about to mention that. Now we became friends on Facebook. That's awesome.
I didn't know you were so close. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm just going to be quick because I just want to know about the connection which I have with this guy. He's an eighth space. And I looked in the book for the love cards, and I saw the Pluto connection and the moon connection, and they both are like the opposite to each other. I just want to hear from you, what do you think about this connection?
Well, what is his birthday?
He's January 6th, 1977.
So he's a Capricorn?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, January 6th. Oh, I thought you said he was an ace of spades.
No, he's eight of spades.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so he's an eight of spades and a three of clubs.
Yeah,
and
I'm a queen
the eight of clubs,
the eight of spades
has a king of clubs as a karma card.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too, which is my karma, my past life karma or something like
past life karma. You're a queen of clubs and he's a king of clubs. That makes you moon to him. That's a very significant connection.
Okay.
You know, so what is it you want to know? Now, he's a three of clubs ruling card, so he may be a little crazy.
No, he's totally crazy. That's so funny. I just talked to my friend today and said this exactly same thing. He probably loves you, but he's a little crazy.
he's a nut job.
So you got to decide what
you can put up with that or not. That's up to you. You know what I mean? Three of clubs are always changing their mind. See?
I know. I'm very, very confused. He's always confused. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, and then they have a panic attack, you know, once a week or so. Everything is looking so bad, and the world's falling in, and then it's over. Yeah.
You know? It's totally him. That's so great.
If you can handle all of that, you know, fine, right? It's up to you.
Yeah. I don't know. I know I feel like we do have, like, a really strong connection, but he's kind of guy, he comes and goes. You know, he wants something, and we have an amazing time for, like, a month or two, and after that, he, like, just blow up. He's like, I need to go. I need to do something else, and this is not cool.
He basically just changes his mind, which is what threes do.
That's funny. But when I see the connection, I see, for example, because he has Pluto, I think it's Pluto's first connection and the moon for the second one.
But see,
I am the opposite.
Here's the thing. The connections between you and other people are not as important as the first and most important thing. And the first and most important thing is, who are you getting involved with? What is their pattern? That's more important than the connections. You might be perfectly connected to somebody, but they may be impossible. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Which means those connections are wasted. And this happens a lot. You should know this. This happens a lot. I mean, I'm not saying you should know. I'm just saying that I'm telling you that it's important to know this, that the first and most foremost thing is this person even available for a relationship? Okay? Because the connections aren't going to change any of that. See?
Mm-hmm.
The connections aren't going to make him turn around and be different. He's always going to be this mixed up three of clubs. Okay. So the connections, you got to look at that first because it's more significant. And ultimately it will decide what happens in the relationship much more than the connections.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure he likes being with you because you're moon to him and you're supportive and he gets to be the boss and all that stuff. I see all the benefits to that. And yet he still will keep changing his mind and going back and forth. And you have to decide whether that's worth it for you. See?
Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I cannot let that go either.
That may be true. Yeah, maybe you can't. So maybe you'll have to do a few more rounds with him.
Great.
No one's here to stop you. I mean, you can do whatever you want. But if you're asking for advice, if you're asking for like an objective opinion, you just got one.
Okay. I will hear. I will listen to that one. And okay. Also, when are you going to do another seminar?
My wife keeps bugging me, and I'm supposed to do one in October, which is now, but I just got to sit down and schedule it and put out the word. But we're going to have a class here sometime in the next month or so. So stay tuned.
Perfect. Because I'm very interested. I'm a Queen Club as an Ace of Spades. Of course I'm interested.
Yeah, and I noticed you're close by, so it would be easy for you to come over on the BART or whatever. So.
Yeah, so just let me know because I'm very interested.
I will. You'll definitely find out, okay?
Okay. Okay,
right.
Thank you so much, Robert, and have
Thanks
a good evening.
Thanks for being my guest, Ariane. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up is Natasha from San Diego. She's a Scorpio King of Clubs. November 7th, 1959. I've talked to her before. Are you there, Natasha?
Yes, you have. Yeah.
I know that because that's my ex-wife's birthday. And I remember that. I'm thinking, I'm talking to my ex-wife.
No, not even.
What's on your mind this evening?
I used to live in Oregon, and my dad is quite ill, so I'm doing an FMLA in San Diego, and I'm considering moving down here, so I wanted to find out what that looks like, and I'd have to get a new job and that kind of
thing. Well, here's the thing. First of all, since September 16th, you've been in your Neptune period of the year.
Uh-huh.
So it's really difficult to make an objective decision when you're in Neptune. Okay? Just is. Because we tend to see things the way we want to see them, and we, you know, it's just not a good time to make a big decision like that. I would suggest you wait till after your birthday and then rethink it. It'll look way different after your birthday, which is not that long from now anyway.
Okay.
You know, if I look into next year just to take a peek, you know, at what's going on, let's have a look here. Your long range card is the Queen of Diamonds, and you've got a Jack of Clubs with that. I don't know. Maybe you'll be doing some kind of business. You also have an Ace of Clubs long range, which could mean learning some new things, getting an education in some new field. You know, there's a lot there. New stuff coming in after your birthday, but I wouldn't want to give you any advice right now because you're in Neptune, and it's not going to be, it probably won't be real accurate. Okay.
Yeah. And could you look at my dad and see what kind of dynamics there might be?
What's his birthday?
September 19th, 35.
You mean dynamics with you?
Yeah, because he doesn't like people to pamper him, but he's really needing it. He's quite ill.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, he's a five of clubs and he's a three of diamonds. Probably doesn't want anybody, you know, horning in on his decision-making.
Right, yeah.
But because he's got a freedom thing, you know. Whatever form that can take, it could take many forms.
Uh-huh.
But is he really ill right now?
Well, he's on dialysis.
Wow.
And he's extremely hard of hearing. He's basically deaf, so he needs some ears.
he needs somebody there to take care of him.
Yes. Yeah.
And are you going to do that?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here now, and I'm thinking it might be a great move for me too. So I thought I'd check in with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, he's got some cards this year, pretty scary, but hopefully there won't be anything real devastating happen. Nine of Spades and Venus, Ace of Spades and Mars. These are strong Spade cards, which we have a lot of respect for. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But I think you being down there is a good thing. I think you should go down there.
Okay.
So, you know, But again, I would just, if you can wait till your birthday to make a final decision, I would. Because things,
okay.
Sometimes things look way differently after our birthday, and we go, oh my God, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
It could be like that. I mean, I'm serious. I've seen some really dramatic cases of this before. And it's, okay. if you can wait to make that decision, it will be in your best favor, okay?
Okay. Yeah, and thinking about quitting my job in Oregon and you know, the unknowns about getting a job down here, so.
Yeah, just give it a couple weeks and see how you feel by, like, a month from now.
A month. Okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
All right. Great talking to you, Natasha.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up from Los Angeles, we have Hannah. Leo, it is August 6, 1976. Are you there, Hannah?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I think I've spoken to you before, too, haven't I?
No, but I ordered a report, a couple reports from you, though.
Oh, you're such an active little lover.
No, not a couple different people. I did one for myself and one for me and my ex-boyfriend, who I'm still friends with.
Oh, and, that's you. I remember your name now. Hannah. Okay, I remember. I remember Hannah. Okay.
Yeah. So, what made me want to call you was, this is so interesting. My ex-boyfriend from before got into these card stuff, and I've always been a believer in, you know, whatever. So I'm open-minded, and I thought, okay, let me read about it. And then the guy that I'm calling about, it's quite interesting because it says that, it says here when I was reading the report that, we are Jupiter to each other in our life spread and also Venus to each other. And it was saying that it's occurs in less than 1% of the population. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then
I'm
sorry, I talk a lot really fast. Let
That's
me calm
okay.
down.
I can keep up.
Okay. So,
yeah, but you should also know that he's your Pluto card. So this guy bring up some feelings in you like you've never felt before, which could scare you, actually, or scare him. Okay?
Probably scare him, because the weird thing was we were in each other's lives 10 years ago when I was 20. How old was I? I'm 33 now. So I was 23, and he just never stopped loving me for all those years, even not seeing me. It's strange. So we reconnected, and same thing, and I thought, oh, now this is why I start reading about this stuff. So basically, I don't really have a really good question. I just thought it would be cool to call because it's so interesting, all this. And I just wanted to think of a good question.
Chit-chat.
Yeah, I'm just a talker. I'm a Leo that likes to talk. I can ask you this. I'm a writer. I have 2 books published with Simon & Schuster. Uh-huh. And I'm also a procrastinator, okay? So, no, I don't want to ask that. I'll ask you. I'm sorry. No, I'll ask you this. I'll leave that to fate. Okay, I'll ask you this. Let's ask Robert. Tell me what you think I should ask. I want to know, okay, I've got it. We're broken up right now, but we're still friends. And he's never been able to go a day without calling me for years and years and years. He's one of those people that he just can't just be mad at me long. And I think I really broke his heart. It wasn't intentional, but you know, I needed a break, and I had broken up with him years before, did the same thing, but I was gone for 7 years. And then when I came back into his life this time, we were friends, I was getting out of a relationship.
Wait. This is getting to be way too long. You're going to have to give me the Cliff Notes version of the question. What is the question?
Okay, Cliff Note. Why don't you tell me what you think is going to happen now? Because the question basically is, he's just now coming around after ignoring me for a few months because he was hurt. And we're both on our Venus stage right now, so I thought that was quite interesting. And I'm wondering, it says that my result card is a 4 of hearts, and I'm not one of those girls that have to be married. I could totally just be single for life. I'd be happy. Free.
Were you born in 76?
Yeah.
And you're August 6, 1976?
Yeah, and he...
Your result card is the Queen of Spades.
Oh, it says that. Maybe I was reading it wrong. What's that
mean? I think so.
There was two, though. There was one for life, and then there was another one on the bottom. And in the second report, it was all for 1 year, though.
Oh, well, under the Queen. Maybe.
Yeah, under the Queen. What does that mean?
Yeah, but you don't have a four of hearts there either. So I'm not sure what you read. I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know. It said four of hearts is an adult
Let me
heart.
Just say something, okay? Because I get to talk too on this show.
I'm sorry. I'm horrible. I'm always doing that. Go on.
You know, I don't know if you guys are going to end up together or not. You know, I really don't know. I can't say for sure.
Yeah. Well,
there's no indication of his cards showing up anywhere this year for you.
Okay.
I don't see any of his. Well, that's not true. That's not true. What am I saying? I'm completely. That was. Just erase what I just said, okay?
Okay.
I just noticed he's your long range card this year. Oh, my God. How did I miss that? Okay, he's your long range card. He's there for the year, okay?
Yeah, he's here now.
So, yeah. You guys, yeah. So, why don't you guys quit playing around and just make a commitment to each other?
No, I like to be free, and he's a big kid, so I need my time. I just was calling out. I just ask a question loosely, just wondering if.
Well,
you already got that.
You already got that.
I'm scatterbrained. You're right. I don't even know what I want to ask. I just wanted to call you.
Oh, okay. Well, it's great to hear your voice.
It was cool. I thought he's very interesting, the system here. And I thought, what can I ask him? And I sat here listening to you talk to three people, and I still didn't figure out what I wanted to ask.
You're the kind of person that could learn this system so quickly. You have that kind of seven of diamonds really pick it up really quick. So you might find that's what you do. You get into it and start using it more. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'm a read about it more because I obviously read the report wrong. So I didn't know what was going on.
Well, get the Love Cards book and just start from the beginning and read the introduction, and you'll find it's an amazing world opens up for you. I know you'll like it. I know you'll learn it really quickly as well. But
yeah, I love it.
If you don't read the basics, you'll be missing some stuff. So you need that too.
Okay. So read it straight through.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, if I were just to ask you then, is this a good year if I'm hoping to like make peace with an ex that, you know, just coming back to give me another chance from after breaking his heart with friends?
Well,
like
I really can't say if you guys are going to end up together, but if you want to be with him, you're going to have to make some big changes in your life. And you can ask him what those changes are. He'll tell you.
I don't think so. We're both Leos, and it's just like we butt heads. Okay.
Well, maybe you can't pull it off. I don't know.
Something that will lead to the mystery.
It's a choice, you know? You have to.
You're right.
When you pick left, you lose the right. When you pick right, you lose the left. You have to choose.
You're right. I bet everyone that calls you thinks that you're the Wizard of Oz. You're going to give them the grand answer.
Hang on, attention to that man behind the curtain. Okay, I'm going to go now. Great talking to you.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Talk later.
Yeah, bye-bye. See you later. Hannah, the Leo, Seven of Diamonds. Great to have you on the show. Okay, our last caller tonight is Anna from Ojai, and she is November 24th. 1967. Are you there, Anna? Or Anna?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, who am I speaking to?
Hello?
Is this Anna?
Yes, it is.
I can barely hear you. Are you whispering?
Hello?
Oh, there we go. That's better.
Sorry. I've been on hold a long time. And I had a good question. I kind of lost it.
Okay, well, you know, you could just say, tell me something, and I can just tell you something.
Let's see if I can get it back. So I'm a Nine of Hearts, which is really interesting because I lost it during the Seven of Diamonds call, which I have that interaction with Seven of Diamonds that they don't seem to have a point to me.
Uh-huh.
And I just ended a very long-term relationship with the Seven of Diamonds, but I'm more calling about the Nines, like when they go through major completions. Is there anything on the other side of that other than facing more completions? I was married to a Nine of Spades. It's just been one completion after another, and I feel so different. Like, I can't imagine sacrificing myself for others now, and I don't think I'm in a period of, like, taking a break from that and going back to it.
You'll know. You know, you don't have to speculate about this because you'll know when the time comes what you do. You'll see what you do. And either you've changed and realize that, you know, that's not necessary, or you'll do it again But you know, we won't know till the time comes when you're faced with that again. See?
But like for a career?
Well, nines are naturally givers. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, there's nothing wrong with being a giver, especially in a career field. That's actually where it actually has a good result usually. Okay, usually. I'm not saying always, but generally speaking.
Right.
Being giving, like I have the Nine of Hearts in Jupiter. The Nine of Hearts is my lifetime Jupiter card, and so I actually benefit from the giving. See, it's part of my karmic makeup, you might say. So all Nine of Hearts have that as well for their whole life. So the trick is to find something that gives, that comes natural from you, that you don't feel like you're having to give up so much. Are you there?
Right, which, I mean, couldn't be done in a personal arena, really.
You know, the more that a nine person dedicates themselves to something greater than themselves,
mm-hmm.
the more fulfilled they feel. It's a paradox, you know. It's a bit of a paradox because in order to get what you really want, you have to give up everything that you really want.
Right, right. I have no problem with that. But then when I think about going back into the world to give again, like to contribute in some way,
uh-huh.
I don't want to do anything that for individuals, you know, like counseling, all the things that I've ever done before.
Why don't you just like take a break then and see what comes to you to give or to do? I mean, you know, there's no, like I was talking in the beginning of this show. Did you hear the first part of the show?
I missed the first 5 minutes because I thought.
Okay,
I
well, it'll be available on my website in a couple of days. You might want to listen to that. You know, take the time to find out what it is that you really want to do. That's really you. Why not? Take some time. Why feel
but
rushed?
I've taken the last 3 years.
Uh-huh. Nothing's come to you?
Everything. It's mostly been about what I don't want to do. Everything is about, you know, okay, I don't want to be with this person. These people are not the people for me. And basically, it's like everything now is impersonal in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know what to go back into the world. Like, I don't want to interact with people in a personal manner. Like
well, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I think you have some good questions, but I don't think we have nearly enough time here to go into what,
right,
for me to get enough information about you to even say anything intelligent to you.
Right.
Okay. I can tell you something about the cards, and you're in your Neptune period right now,
mm-hmm.
and like the previous caller, or the one two callers ago, don't make any important decisions until after your birthday. Okay?
Right.
That's
right.
Some good advice.
Right.
And you
I'm
know,
a Seven of Diamonds person. It was a September 4th birthday.
No,
and I think
it was.
He made a lot of bad decisions right before his birthday that caused me to just walk away.
I see. Uh-huh.
You know?
Well, you know, we'll have some. Maybe we'll have more time in a future time to go into your. But I think your story's a little bit too long to be handled in this kind of a show.
Right. Yeah. Oh. I think I got on right as your show ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
well,
I appreciate you calling.
Call earlier. What?
I appreciate you calling, Anna.
Yeah, thank you.
And have a great night.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we have one more caller waiting, and because she's a joker, I wanted to talk to her really quick. Her name's Laura, born December 31st, 1956. Just want to hear what she has to say. Are you there, Laura?
Yes, I am.
What's up with you?
I am in a state of major transformation. Major transitional and transformation. And so I am a, I attract a lot of people who I'm put in position to bless with business opportunities and abundance and things of that nature. I've come into that whole realm of law of attraction, okay?
Sure.
And I'm looking at ways to monetize it from a business perspective.
Uh-huh. Well, first of all, in this system that I use, we can't even read anything about you because you are a joker.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And jokers can be any card in the deck they choose.
Right.
Now, when there's a problem, though, from my own experience with people, when there's a problem with monetizing things, It's usually that we have some sort of internal resistance to receiving. Okay?
Okay.
Like, you know, we give things away real easy, but when it comes time to ask for money, we have a problem. Does that sound familiar?
Slightly, yes.
I'm not sure. You know, I'm just fishing here. But that could be what's going on for you. The answer is always inside. Well, what's going on? You know, you have to ask yourself, what's going on? Well, you know, if I'm having some kind of problem around monetizing, what's that? What does that mean? Does that mean I have trouble asking for money? Or what?
No,
and you also said that you help other people become wealthy or something, or opportunities. You said something like that, right?
Well, I attract, basically, I connect people. I, like, know a lot of people just from the personality traits that I possess. Very charismatic. And
well,
I
Mo, maybe you could start a connecting business.
Exactly. That's what it is that I do. And,
okay.
And so consequently, I am on the threshold of being able to get into that realm as far as making it work for me, because I'm a very giving person and I put people in position to receive things, because of just my abilities to connect the dots. But as I said, I'm in a very big transformational stage now where I have been, like, shaped to be this greater person than what I had been before. I want to be of service and give back to other people to help them. So that's what I'm more or less trying to get at. I'm wanting to start a business.
Well,
that basically,
you know, all these things you're saying, though they're meaningful, they're really very vague. I don't understand really what you're talking about. Like, because you're not giving me enough hard, cold, hard information to really make – to really understand what you're saying, okay?
Okay.
I can't really comment because you're not saying anything that I can pinpoint. Maybe that's because you're a joker.
Yep, that's probably what it is.
Maybe you're being vague unconsciously, you know? As jokers are all about, jokers are super jacks, and jacks are about freedom, and I have no doubt that jokers, because we have a joker living right next door to us also, I have no doubt that jokers have the freedom thing just like jacks do. Okay? And that can manifest in lots of interesting ways in their life.
Yeah, I'm a free spirit.
Yes.
Very, very free spirit.
I get that.
Very free spirit. Very free spirit. I mean, entrepreneurial at spirit, at heart.
Yeah, I get that. That's good. That's good. So have fun. Sorry I can't give you any kind of prediction because I can't do that for jokers, but it's been nice talking to you.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, have a great evening, and thanks for being my guest.
Thank you.
All right, good night. Well, that was a joker. Nice. Okay, well, nobody got the answer. Let me see. Hold on, let me check my emails real quick. Did anybody get the answer to the questions? Well, you guys got close, okay? Some of you got close, and there is actually some debate about this, okay? But we know that Mother Mary, Mother of Jesus, is the Queen of Clubs. And we know for a fact that the sex card, the Queen of Hearts, was Mary Magdalene. The Queen of Spades has to be Martha. Martha was the super worker, cleaning up and doing all that stuff. And then the Queen of Diamonds, this ancient book on the cards called The Sacred Symbols of the Ancients, says that the Queen of Diamonds was the mother of James the Less, one of the 12 disciples. There was James and James the Less, his mother, who was also named Mary. So that's the answer. And finally, I've come up with a question that nobody got the answers to. I'm so proud of myself. Anyway, guys, have a great week. We'll be back next week, same time, with your questions and answers and some new information on the Mr. Destiny radio show. We're going to end, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoy it. Good night.
Om Bhur Bhuvah swaha bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodayat om bhurbhuvah swaha tat savitur varinyam bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodayat Sadhikuravarinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayam.